There's quite a stir at the El Paso Museum of History, where my next guest, curator Barbara Angus, has been very busy unpacking Julius Caesar, Military Genius, Mighty Machines, the new exhibition which will be seen in the United States for the very first time. Welcome, Barbara. It's good to have you here, as always.
It's good to be back.
Yes. When does this exhibition actually open to the public?
It opens to the public on September 21st, which is a Sunday. We're open from 12 until 5 on Sundays. But if you want to come in for the festivities the evening before for the formal opening, we encourage you to find out about how to become a friend of the El Paso Museum of History, because that's a members-only event.
So tell us, you've been actually unpacking the exhibition. What have you seen so far?
Lots of engine structures. Man, these engines are going to be about the height of a person. You can go in and use them. They're set up with a lot of airspace, so you have room to swing the moving parts.
Now, when you say engines, we're talking Roman times here. Help me out.
Right. So they don't have motors. Mm-hmm. They would have been powered by humans or by animals. You have things like battering rams, where the ram was set up on heavy rope and you would have had your mm-hmm. people actually mm-hmm. swinging it. A lot of the machines that your physics teachers talks about, mm-hmm. There's the Archimedean screw, which looks like a screw, but is made of wood, and you use it for moving water mm-hmm. out of a body of water to a higher location.
Moving it up. Yes. Okay.
And
You're going to provide so much fuel for these creative kids. It gives me chills to think about what they're going to create when they get home. The exhibit apparently appears in 4 themed areas.
Yes, it does. The Roman that we're featuring, of course, is Julius Caesar, and most of us have heard of him. So there is a section on Julius Caesar, his times. He bridges Roman Republic mm-hmm. and then the time of the emperors. He was a military conqueror. Oh, man, he was a Renaissance man before the Renaissance time period. Any Roman who wanted to achieve a high office actually had to hold a series of different official positions. So he was an administrator, he was mm-hmm, military tactician, he oversaw building, he was in charge of a lot of things, and he was a major power at that time.
Well, this exhibition originates actually with a group called the Nicolai Group, Artisans of Florence International. They contributed to the exhibition, apparently, which was presented to the public in Rome from December 2009 to May 2010 in Museo della Civita Romana.
My understanding is that the scholars had gathered together all the information they could find on these machines, and this was the first time that it was presented in a single book, mm-hmm. you know, from many different sources. And the group that you mentioned was asked to provide models of some of the machines.
Right.
So this was a special exhibit. And then based on their experience with that, they turned around and created their own exhibit on the machines.
All right. So I understand we'll also have display panels, videos, 3D virtual reality reconstructions, and books. A collection of rare copies of famous.
Right. One of the things that they want to point out, up until the time of Julius Caesar, most of what was written down for the Romans was in scroll form. And actually, this makes for some interesting depictions as a scroll. The exhibit includes a map of the world as it was known at that time. And you can imagine, instead of our nice kind of square cut out of the world, squashed mm-hmm. flat, you have this long scroll. Mm-hmm. And so it was done more on the roads and the length of the roads and places on the roads than anything else. But anyway, Julius Caesar, you know, as a military man, he's getting messages with scrolls. He's having to check records, whatever. And every time you needed to find a particular place on the scroll, you had to unroll one side, mm-hmm. roll up the other side. And I don't know whether he actually personally came up with the idea or one of his experts came up with the idea of folding these long pieces of paper into leaves, which could be sewn together and form what they call codices. Mm-hmm. A codex would have been a book at that time. And it's more portable. Mm-hmm. You can get to where you want in a quicker point of time.
That at some point a book was an innovative creation.
Yes, it's very hard these days.
I suspect this is going to be a very popular exhibition. My guest today, curator Barbara Angus, with the El Paso Museum of History announcing the opening on Sunday, September the 21st from noon to 5, and that's at 510 North Santa Fe, of the exhibition titled Julius Caesar, Military Genius, Mighty Machines, Highly Interactive and Highly Educational. For information, you can call 351-3588 or visit the History Museum's website. Thank you so much for coming in, Barbara.
Okay, thank you, Monica.